This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 12th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's nice to see people already lining up for Monday Night Trivia. That's what I like. So we got Brian and Don and Rita and Barry, and we will get to every last one of you with either your answers. Oh, yes, we had a straggler, or your category requests. As for that straggler, you've had a week to think about it. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. For what? Most popular for this. For what? So that's my question. We got 11 bumper stumpers, and they all have a theme. And I will tell you, this is after last week, which is mostly a doo-wop from the 50s and stuff like that. I did hear from people saying, can you give us anything we've heard of? Well, you've heard of every one of these acts, for sure. I would argue that you heard of all of them last week, too. But in this case, I don't have to argue hard to know that everyone we're going to play had a big hit. And I won't be playing the hit, obviously. So that's bumper stumpers, and that's coming up. But that's the deal on Monday Night Trivia. All you need to do is know the phone number and call. 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. And that's the deal. That'll get you to us, and we have one line available for you. Absolutely. All right, so Brian was first tonight. So Brian and Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going tonight, Brian?
Fine, thank you, Raleigh. I hope you're doing well, and always look forward to Trivia Monday.
Oh, yeah,
and
me too.
So I'm ready to go.
Okay, good.
Chart poppers.
And we're going to do charts from 1970?
March. First week of March.
First week of March 1970. Where were you?
I was very young in grade school.
Never mind. All right. So... Never mind. All right. First week of March 1970. Number one, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Simon Garfunkel.
Number two, Traveling Band.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes. Number three, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Yes. Number four, Rainy Night in Georgia.
Brooke Benton?
Yes, absolutely. Number six, Hey There, Lonely Girl.
Oh, Eddie Holman?
Absolutely right. A remake of Ruby and the Romantics, Hey There, Lonely Boy. Number six, My Belle Ami.
Don't know that one.
Oh, that
I
was,
don't know that one.
That was the tea set on Colossus. That was one of, what the heck was his name, the guy? He brought in a lot of stuff from that part of the world that year. Anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. And he used to be a good friend to this terrible. Number seven, the rapper.
Jaggerez?
Yeah, right, Jaggerez, yes. Yes, absolutely, it's just Jaggerez. But good enough, you don't have to
Did
be...
Did they name that band after him?
No, they were just a bunch of misfits in Pittsburgh. All right. Let's go. Next is Give Me Just a Little More Time.
I know the song.
Yes, of course you do. And the lead singer was General Johnson, and he used to be in a group called the Showmen. But this was on Invictus, and he was not.
I'll just take a guess. Chairman of the Board.
Absolutely right. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
DJ Thomas.
And finally, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
Hollies?
Yes, absolutely. All right, you're a winner.
Yeah, good.
Excellent, good. I'm glad you called. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you, Raleigh. Take care.
You too. So now let's see what else we're doing here. There was something I know. I've got to put Brian on hold. It's not been, oh, there, John picked it up. Oh, good. Not been my greatest day physically. So if I sound a little otherwise distracted, I'm just trying not to fall out of the chair. All right, so Don in Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm great. I scored two goals tonight for my Rockford team against my buddies, and I was pumped up a little bit ago.
All right. Fun. Well, congratulations. That's wonderful.
It was so fun. I think I try to listen to you really good when you make little comments, and I think you said last week that this has nothing to do with restaurants, I think you said.
That's true.
Okay. I don't know. Is this happy hour a Navy thing? It's
like, there's no Navy involved.
Okay. I think a long day, long ago, I think it was.
Okay.
I was going to say chicken wings because Hooters had a thing that was really popular about that time that was
nope.
chicken wing related, but
nope.
I have no idea. But if you could amuse me with a World War II airplane question, I would just put my brain on.
In November of 1942, this plane flew for the first time, equipped with a pair of 80-horsepower engines and a high and fixed landing gear. What was it?
High fixed landing engines.
And a pair of 80-horsepower engines.
Is this maybe German?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You really don't know?
No, I mean, believe me, if I knew, I'd tell you. I'm going to try to look it up. I don't know. I'm looking at it, and nothing is telling me that, so I don't know.
A fixed landing gear. Wow.
No.
That's so tiny. I mean, it's so weird.
It had a great nickname, too.
Wow. And did this airplane see combat? You think this was like a combat, eventually a combat?
I don't know that this is... Yeah, I guess it is an airplane. That's the way it's... Because I'm looking at it saying, well, no, it's not a helicopter, but... did it see combat? Well, the first time it flew, like I told you, it definitely flew. That was the date of its flight. So, interesting. I don't know. I assume that it was during wartime. So, you know, November of 1942.
I'm just kind of guessing here that this is some early research project that was part of maybe the first RAF jet plane. I don't know. I'm just going to say Gloucester Meteor.
No. Now, I'll tell you, it originates from an engineer, Charles Zimmerman.
Oh. I don't recognize that name.
At the time, the first helicopter projects were emerging, and what Zimmerman was doing was experimenting with the concept with planes. And the Navy was very interested because they were looking for an aircraft that could take off and on in the short space of an aircraft carrier. So on November 1942, this flew for the first time, and it was made of canvas and wood and painted in a striking yellow color. Which made it even stranger.
This is a Sikorsky thing?
No. Keep going. During testing, there were several issues that came out. The engine transmission box generated a lot of vibrations. The plane was too slow, and the supporting body acted as an aerodynamic brake at high angles of attack, which made control very difficult at certain times. But lessons learned from it gave rise to the most powerful and refined planes. Even so, it did not leave the design phase. So I think there's only one of them, and it's preserved at the Frontiers of Flight Museum in Texas. And it had a great nickname.
When you give me questions, I always like it when you give me stuff that's like something that was actually in the war, not like an
experiment. I do the best I can. You're so good with this stuff I can't give you stuff that the mere mortals who know about this would guess, because you'd get it right away, and then it wouldn't be fun. And since you're doing it for the fun of it anyway, you should be able to come up with this.
This sounds like it was one of the German funny transmission, a helicopter. I'm just going to guess this was a German helicopter thing.
I don't think so. It was the V-173, and its nickname was the Flying Pancake. And its actual name was the Flying Pancake, Panqueca.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, the V-173.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You guys have a good show.
All right,
good night.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, it's strange, and it was World War II, but no, I don't think it flew anywhere except in the test, but what a fine test it was. For the Flying Pancake, now Don, of course, will read all about it and will be an expert at it by tomorrow, I just know. All right, so now on our trivia question. Yeah, Happy Hours, popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. 20 years ago, also the most popular name for this. For what? Rita in Harwood Heights, what do you think, Rita?
Well, we have a little pub here in Harwood Heights, and I've been here for 25 years, and I don't drink. But they used to call it, as I recall, and I'm dating myself, but they used to call it Ladies' Night Out. And they no longer are allowed to use that term because of the gender problem now.
Oh, geez, really? I didn't know they were. By the way, it has nothing to do with the answer, but of course, Ladies' Night, a big hit for Kool and the Gang, not to mention, yes, a big night in clubs around the world, I would think. What a shame.
Yeah, but that's not the answer.
No.
Oh.
Not even close.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Thanks for trying.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good deal. So, 888-876-5593. We're going to do charts with Barry in New Hampshire. He wants This Week in 1971. Lisa in Dundee wants her movie quotes, and she'll ace that, of course. And then Ruth in Gurnee, just when you think it couldn't get odder. Blue Ribbon Trivia from the Kenosha County Fair. Of course. Thank God everything's online. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio. It's up to you, yeah. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's your first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to get the theme at this point, but certainly the deal as far as the artist, you should. Mega hit. That wasn't it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, so with that in mind, Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
All right. So it wouldn't be the blue light special or something, right?
No, it wouldn't be the blue, not even at Kmart, no.
All right,
so we're going to do charts with you, and we're going to do 1971, this week in 1971, huh? All right.
Yes.
I won't ask you where you were. You were in your room. All right. So, all right.
That's great.
Yeah. Very good. All right. 1971. And this week, yes, this will be August. Well, actually, it was the summertime, 1971, so you hadn't gone back to school yet. That's good. All right. So, this week in 1971, number one, how can you mend a broken heart?
The Bee Gees.
Number two, Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You can do this.
I know the song.
Kind of a medley of her hit.
It's not a Frida Payne, though.
No. You'd only know her for this, I'm pretty sure. But it was big.
I remember the song.
Yeah.
I guess I'm.
All right.
No, I don't know.
Gene Knight on Stax.
Okay.
Number three, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
John Denver.
Number four, Dragging the Line.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number five, You've Got a Friend.
James Taylor.
Number six, Indian Reservation.
The Raiders.
Yeah, afraid so. Number seven, Beginnings.
Chicago.
Yes. Number eight, What the World Needs Now is Love / Abraham, Martin, and John. You'll remember this was that sappy thing that a disc jockey in Detroit put together.
Huh. Well, I was going to say Jackie DeShannon,
No, you know this song. It was kind of more of a production record, you know. That ended with something like, what is bigotry? And the kid says, I don't know. All right. So, yeah, I don't do it justice. How can I figure this out? I'm going to let you hear a little bit if I can find it. All right. It should be here. Yes. Oh, I have the short promo version, too. Maybe I'll go. It's still too long to play all of it. But,
make it short, yeah.
Yeah, it's still 5 damn minutes. All right.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
So there you have it.
But I don't know. I don't know.
No, it was actually a disc jockey named Tom Clay, and it was on Mo West, one of the Motown labels. And so, right. So it was a big hit. I unfortunately heard it ad nauseum, got to number eight that week.
I remember it.
Yeah. Number nine, Mercy, Mercy Me. Speaking of Motown.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Marvin Gaye.
Yes. And number 10, you got to get this one right. Your success in this is depending on this. Number 10, Signs.
Electrical band.
You're doing good. You got the last two words. What are the first two?
Yeah. Five-man electrical band.
And we have a winner. Very good. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right, Raleigh.
All right. So, and that's where we're going to pick it up in right after the news, because we've still got Ruth and Lisa and Tim and Kurt and one line available for you. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, so who are they? A little different from what we usually play, but definitely a hit group. That was 1968, and it was on Lori. Who were they? All right, I don't expect you to get the theme yet, but maybe that will at least you'll identify it. All right, there you go. Yes, you'll identify it. They're good enough that you're going to have to take that. All right, so what do we have here? I believe Kurt. And Kurt is in Mundelein. He's going to guess on our trivia question. Remember, this is a straggler, so if you're not guessed tonight, we'll reveal it at the end of the show. I'll never leave you hanging more than 2 weeks. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. For what? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Kurt in Mundelein, what do you think?
How about the last hour of the workday or the last hour of the school day?
Nice, but not right.
Oh.
But thanks for trying.
Okay.
I hope you will again. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. All right, so that's always appreciated. Good to hear from Kurt. All right, so no. All right, Tim in Shreveport wants some radio trivia. Hello, Tim. How's it going?
Hello.
Yeah. So we're going to do radio trivia. And, of course, currently what's been in the news all day is after 57 years, WCBS 880 in New York is dropping the all-news format pretty much 57 years. Yeah, you saw that, almost 57 years of the day when they debuted it. The day of record was August 28th. And it was 1967. That, by the way, was not the first all-news station in New York. The first one, of course, was WINS. And they were not the first in America either. There were two before it, three arguably. But anyway, I digress. Now, while WCBS will crow how they debuted with this format 57 years ago on August 28th, 1967, they in fact did not. They wound up having to debut it on their FM. What happened?
They had to debut it on their FM.
Yes, yes. That doesn't come up often, but they had to debut it. It was a shock to them, but they wound up, and it had to stay on the FM for a little while there. So August 28th, 1967, and people will say the first day News Radio 880 went on the air. Well, no, actually, it had to debut on the FM. What happened?
I believe the transmitter messed up on the AM side, and that's why they had to do that.
Well, that's nice, except it was a light plane that crashed into the AM tower in the Bronx the night before.
Oh.
Yeah, so actually they got to cover their own news. So, yeah. And they in their history, they also talk about WINS starting because of the Northeast blackout of 65, but that's absolutely incorrect because the blackout of 65 was in November of 65 and WINS swapped on April 19th, 1965, so a little before that. But nonetheless, yes, so if 880 tells you they signed on August 28th, 1967, you can remind them that that was the FM. All right, hang on, don't go away.
All right.
So yeah, I don't know that they ever fixed that. Although I do think some of their backstories probably reflect it. But anyhow, all right. So yeah, and it was not the first; it was the third, or like I say, arguably the fourth. But maybe one night on trivia we'll argue with who was the fourth. Or anyway, 888-876-5593, 888-88 Raleigh. We're going to do lyrics with Fran. We're going to do movie quotes with Lisa. But Ruth in Gurnee, she's outdone herself. Oh, man. Blue ribbon trivia for the Kenosha County Fair. All right, that's narrow, but I think we can do something along those lines for you, Ruth.
Okay, I have to tell you that last year and this year I wanted to enter in the flower arranging contest and in the home bake contest, and I had the most incredible ideas. Mm-hmm. And when I didn't get to do it last year, I thought for sure it would be this year. But my caregiver is only 5.5 hours a week, thanks to Catholic Charities Round Blake, and I couldn't get supplies together and get things delivered. But I thought that summer camp in 1950s and 60s was the Magical Kingdom in Wisconsin, but the Magical Kingdom was the Kenosha County Fair when I started going to it several times a few years back. And it took a lot of transportation to get there. This year, I couldn't afford a private disability van that would get me there. The Children's Parade is the most phenomenal thing, a sight for sore eyes. And I just happened to have costumes that would be appropriate. One is an adult, a cow, and another, a cow, a child. And both have a hat, which would be a money hat. No. And they could carry a large item like currency, a $100 bill or a dollar bill, and they could be in the parade as cash cows. And the other costume, and I have several, but I'm only going to do one more.
Yes, please.
A child's costume, so everybody could share in the joy of these phenomenal costumes that these people come up with. Now, Racine is supposed to have a better fair in Waukesha,
okay.
But to me, I couldn't get that far. So Kenosha County Fair is the one I know the best.
All right.
The second costume is a child's costume of vagabond shoes, a kind of a hobo costume, carrying a child-sized lamppost from New Orleans with a scarecrow wrapped around the post. So the mimicked lamppost of New Orleans would be easy for the child to carry that in their costume through the parade
and
the fairgrounds. So the other thing is I would sing wonderful songs, and my most wonderful thing was to hear when they came up with trying to sound a song.
All right.
Listeners.
Very good.
So here's a song.
No, oh, God, help us.
Okay, somebody identify what that song
was. Or not. Let's just
now,
move
your
on.
Your question?
Yes, let's move on to my question, please. Oh, God, here we go. Now, oh God, I don't know if I can take it. All right, so here we are, since you know the Kenosha County Fair so well. Every year, as you know, they crown a queen of the fair. What's she called?
The fairest of the fair?
Absolutely. And this year...
I love Fiance!
Yeah, you know...
I can't believe I did it, because I had another...
Well, that's all right. That is right, the fairest of the fair. And you've won for that, but we have part two, which is really the question. You don't have to get it, but you know the fairest of the fair. What is different this year about the fairest of the fair? And there's something completely different.
Wow. I haven't heard publicity except for their advertising.
You will.
Okay, something, don't tell me it's drag queens.
Yeah, they're having a male contestant for the first time. Alexander Hanna is
really?
One of the
one time I had at the Irish Cultural Center, an attorney told me to storm the stage in my kilt costume. It's not a costume. It's actually the tam o' shanter and the whole thing, to get up on the stage and storm them because they were giving prizes to only guys in kilts. But I didn't dare do it.
Well,
so they got a guy in the queen costume. Now, you have just alerted the country to something very unique, as usual. Now, did you say I had an odd question for trivia tonight?
Yeah, very few people would ask about blue ribbons at the Kenosha County Fair. That's odd. But, hey, I rose to the occasion, and you did it. So hang on, you are a winner. All right, so that's the deal. As far as fairs to the fair, it'll be either Jaden or Kaylee or Natalie or Alexander. All right, so those are the four. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. We're going to do lyrics with Fran. Always love that. And, Mike in Lindenhurst going to guess on our question. And, again, it'll be revealed at the end of the night if you don't get it. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times, but 20 years ago it was also the most popular name for this. For what? Mike in Lindenhurst, welcome to WGN Radio.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say it might be more than 20 years old, but Miller Time.
Nope, but thanks for trying.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Lyrics and movie quotes coming up next in your calls, too. Another bumper stumper, too. See if a theme is starting to emerge, if not one of the artists. And I think this next one's very obvious, so we'll see how you do on WGN Radio.
Ask anyone who knows who's ever been in love.
That's a gift if there ever was one. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So who is that? And what do they have in common with everybody else we've played so far? All right, so there's our bumper stumpers, and our movie quotes are coming up, but Fran and Austin wants her lyrics. Hello, Fran. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I hope I can finally... Last couple times I haven't done too well at this, so let's see what I can do tonight.
All right, well, I'm going to just take the first line from the song. You ready?
Okay.
Loneliness is the cloak you wear.
The sun ain't gonna shine anymore.
Absolutely right. And you know who recorded it first? And no, it wasn't the Walker Brothers.
It wasn't?
No, that's a cover.
I don't know.
Well, believe it or not, Frankie Valli as a solo artist on Smash. And Bob Crewe and Bob Gaudio wrote it.
Wow, that I would not have guessed.
Exactly,
wow.
Yeah. And, of course, the Walker Brothers, two guys from California who were so busy trying to be British, had quite a lot of success.
Yeah.
No matter what. And, you know, they did much better when they acted like they were British. So, yeah, that's it. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Loneliness is the cloak you wear. And
one of my favorite songs. So
yeah, it is a great song. And everybody and their brother has covered it, from Cher to Bruce Springsteen. So,
God, I can't imagine Cher doing that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to find that. Yeah, I could.
It's the stuff I think of which nightmares are made.
Well, that's right. It's better we just don't know. So, all right, well, hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yay,
a new friend would redeem herself. Yes, indeed. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
I'm good. And you're having a tough time today?
Yeah, physically. I'm having a really bad day, yes.
Oh.
Yes, trying to remain erect, not fall out of the chair, those kind of things. Yeah, thank God it's not video.
Oh, dear.
So let's
see. I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Yeah, well, hey, this too shall pass, you know.
Yeah.
All right, true. So quote, all right, so here, big movie, all right?
Oh, boy, okay.
No matter where you run, you end up running into yourself.
No matter where you run, you end up running into yourself?
Yes. It's a guy basically lecturing a woman.
No matter where you run,
And ultimately they end up admitting they have feelings for one another.
And that's how it ends?
I don't know. I think so, but I've never seen it. But I'm pretty sure that's the culmination point.
Because I first thought it might be The Graduate, but...
It is not.
It's not, because they don't end up together.
No, and it's earlier than that.
Oh, earlier than that.
Yeah.
No matter how you... Say it again, no matter how much you...
No matter where you run, you end up running into yourself.
Oh. I'm going to say that does not sound familiar.
Oh, well... the big movie.
Big.
I mean, 1961.
1961?
Yeah. And it was, I'm not going to tell you that. I'd give it away too easily. But I will say it was directed by Blake Edwards.
Oh. From 61.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Edwards. He did The Pink Panther, and he did...
And it's not that, obviously.
No. 61. Oh, it does not sound, it's not ringing any bells for me.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would never put that together with that quote.
Oh, well, it was George Peppard playing Paul, and he's arguing with Holly, Audrey Hepburn,
about her
habit of shutting people out in favor of her own independence. And this exchange occurs at the end of the film, right before they finally admit feelings for each other.
Yeah, but I think he's gay in the movie.
I couldn't begin to tell you.
So I'm not sure. If they just decide to be friends or what. But I've seen the movie a few times.
I have never seen the movie, so can't speak to it. But I was going to tell you it was adopted from a Truman Capote novel, but I figured that would have absolutely given it away.
Not necessarily, but I do remember that now that.
Yeah.
Well, could I make a request maybe for the week coming up?
I don't see why not. Let me get a pencil so I'll actually write it down. All right, what is it?
Could you play Something by Bobby Rydell?
Sure.
Whatever you know, I don't know if you're that crazy about him or not, but whatever
I will be happy
song
to,
you
I
like.
I will be happy to play some Bobby Rydell.
Yeah, I really like him.
Yeah.
And I sure enjoyed Johnny D's request of Houston by Dean Martin. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. It was just nice to hear it again.
Well, good.
So,
All right. All right, well, hi.
Okay, well,
thanks,
and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Appreciate it. All right, now, speaking of Johnny D, we only got about a minute and a half before the news, but I know Johnny wants to guess on something, but a bumper, I think. So, Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh, and thank you, Lisa. I liked that song, too, but I have to say, you're slipping, Lisa. You're slipping.
She'll come back. She'll come back.
You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it.
No, that was
Angelo Dundee said that to Sugar Ray Leonard. Remember?
No, but I trust
you. No, you don't remember.
No, I don't remember nothing.
He was fighting Tommy Ernst.
Oh.
All right, I got a guess on your bumper. Is there a Dionne Warwick you played?
I did not play any Dionne Warwick.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Well, who was that last woman singing?
I figured you would get it, but it's not Dionne Warwick, not even close.
God.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I just like her.
No, sounds better than her.
Well, then, all right, I guess since you got me here, Hey, guess what? I got a loose tooth.
No. How did that happen?
I have to go to the...
How
I
did...
I was biting the cartilage of a chicken leg.
Oh, God. And the chicken won. Oh, hate to hear this.
Yeah, probably give me back for the one I killed a long time.
Oh, man. Well, keep me posted. Hopefully it's nothing serious.
That's loose.
I don't like that.
I got to go to the dentist tomorrow.
I don't like the sound of that.
By the way, I was looking in the mirror. I wish it was telling. My hair and my beard is looking just perfect tonight.
Ah, well, and that's good to hear.
I'm looking in the mirror. Right?
Well, hopefully your teeth will as well. And call me tomorrow night and let me know how it went. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
I got to go. Okay, so what are we doing? Anything? Nothing?
Well, I'm doing the news. So if you want another trivia question, you got to call me back and tell me what it is. All right, and now I will do the news. Well, I actually won't do the news. I'll just break for the news when someone who knows what they're doing will, in fact, enunciate the news on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And yes, there's absolutely a record you know by him. Clearly it is not that one. At least I don't think so anyway, but 1963. And I'd give you the label, but if I do, you'll know who it is because only one person that I know of ever had a hit on that label. All right, so we won't. We'll just wait for your calls and you'll get it right, I'm sure. Now we also have our straggler question, which we reveal at the end of the hour, next hour, if you don't get it. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times, and many restaurants across the country had it and used in many other ways. But 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. Most popular name for what? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so with that in mind, we're going to get a guess on our bumper. I'm sure he'll know it. It's Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I thought I heard Ruby and the Romantics a few minutes ago.
You did. You absolutely did. That's the one that Johnny D. thought was Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, I can almost see that for a hot second. I thought that was, and then about the lion, or even less than that, into I'm thinking, this sounds like somebody else. And I thought about Our Day Will Come. I'm thinking Ruby and the Romantics.
So you are absolutely right. So we have a winner. Very good. I thought you were going to guess the one I just played. But that's all right.
No.
Yeah. Well, no one should admit they remember it. In any event, as usual, you're a winner.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Don't go away. All right. Confirm that address, though. John probably has it memorized by now. All right. So with that in mind, we move over to Jim. And Jim is in Richmond, and he likes his Big Bang Theory trivia. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Well, I worry about you.
Yeah, well, I haven't...
falling off your chair.
Yeah, I do. And I haven't in the last half hour, so it's been good so far.
Okay. And could I tell you what happened to me?
Yes.
Friday, bear got out and ran through my subdivision, and I was standing there going, I'm going to let him go. Because I'm not feeling well lately.
Right.
And then I said, no, I'll go after him.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, where I live, you have to go downhill
yeah.
to to the end of the street, and he ran. We have a gigantic park. It's three blocks long, and he turned and went down. He didn't go in the park this time, and he went down the other street, and I walked down. I have to be three quarters of a block, and finally I came to the next street, and I said, that's it. I'm not chasing you. And I said, I have a treat, but I'm not chasing you. And all of a sudden, he ran up to me and hooked me up. So then I proceeded back, you know, gave him a couple whacks on the butt.
Yeah.
And then I went to go up the hill, and I got halfway up the hill, and I couldn't go anymore.
Oh, no.
My whole chest was on fire.
Oh.
And then I, you know, sucked it up and made it up and sat on the porch. He has a long leash. It's like 15 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And let him run on the lawn to go to the bathroom. And then I went in and laid down on the recliner. And it took over an hour for the pain to go away.
Oh, no.
So today was my scheduled cardiac appointment.
Yeah.
With the heart doctor.
Yeah.
And I explained everything to him. And he goes, oh, we got to do things right now.
Right.
He says, I had a mild heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And so.
Oh, my God.
They took two chest x-rays and took four or five tubes of blood. And they said, you're going to have a stress test. We're going to try to schedule it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard from them. So I go, what else is going to go wrong?
Oh, no. Well, I hate hearing about that. And with your diabetes, I'm not entirely surprised, but I don't like it.
I already had a triple bypass in 2000. So, on top of that, I called Humana, and finding out I haven't called those other people yet because of what happened today.
Yeah, right.
But it's going to cost me like $425 for that Vivismo shot.
Well, you can't afford that. So you are going to call them when you can. And, you know, like I say, they have help, and you'll explain it, and hopefully that will work out.
Right.
But I'm very worried about your heart. I know you are, too. The test they did today, what was it? Just a regular...
they didn't do the stress test yet. They were supposed to call me. She says, I'll call you back. Just nurses aren't answering the phone.
All right.
But I guess they're waiting for the blood test because there is a blood test that you can take that tells you if you had a heart attack.
Right. You know? And did they they took blood. Did they also do an ECG? So they at least...
Oh, they took an EKG right when I walked in the door
before
I even told them what happened on, you know, Friday.
Yeah. Well, good. So, and they took your blood, so you'll get the results from that. But believe me, if there was something on that EKG that was very alarming, they wouldn't have let you go home.
Right. I know that.
So,
because this happened, you know, several times before. I've taken so many stress tests, you wouldn't believe.
Oh, believe me. Yes, I know. With contrast and all that and stress echoes. And yeah, believe me, I know.
So I don't want to be another woman that called earlier. I won't name her. I don't want to take up your time. But my guess is in the restaurants, they used to have special entrees that were only available between 4 and 6.
And that's not it either. But a big bang question.
Right. But if it was in bars, it used to be 4 to 6. It used to be buy a beer and you got a second beer free, or buy a drink and you got a second. And only happened during...
Yeah, absolutely. It's true enough. That's just not right, but it's true enough. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
I tried.
You did. Now we're going to talk about Big Bang TV show. Howard invented a little game to annoy Raj. He called it Emily or blank. Fill in the blank.
Emily or... That was Raj's... Oh, Emily or Cinnamon.
Absolutely right. Roger's Yorkshire Terrier. And yes, it was a deal where they did quotes that Raj would say, and then those playing the game would have to guess whether he said it to Emily or to Cinnamon.
he terrorizes Kuchipali all the time.
Well, there you go. You're a winner.
Howard does.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Don't go away.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Let me know,
and hopefully you'll hear from them. Don't go away. All right. But the good news is not hearing from them usually means that they're not terribly worried, because when they get terribly worried, they start to move heaven and earth. But, it doesn't sound good, but it also doesn't sound bad. So we'll hear about it when we hear about it. So, yes, and that, by the way, on the Emily and Raj question, it came from Season 8, The Anxiety Optimization. The premise was Howard would recite a direct quote he'd heard Raj say, and then others had to guess whether Raj said it to Emily or to Cinnamon. And Cinnamon, of course, was given to him by Howard and Bernadette in Season 5 when Raj was depressed about his love life. And so Raj, of course, spoils Cinnamon to death, hence the questions. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Mark and Aurora, going to do some charts. Elaine in Oak Forest wants Donna Reed trivia, and I'm ready. And Jeff in Beloit wants to take a guess on our trivia question. Yeah, if you know our trivia question, if you know our bumper stumper, or if you just want your own category and everybody knows something about something, give us a call at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Sailor boy.
Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and absolutely you know records by them. Not this one, of course. Maybe the theme is becoming apparent, but if not, hopefully some of the artists are. I was counting on that, but I guess not. We'll see how you do. 888-876-5593. Of course, I have my trivia question out there. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. Well, 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. The most popular name for what? All right, Carl in Riverside, Illinois, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, I actually didn't call to answer that because I have no idea.
Okay.
Anyway, but can I lay something on you?
What is it?
So to speak. I went to go see a tribute band this past Friday. Now, keep in mind, I was never the biggest fan of Elton John, although I did enjoy some of his stuff, right? He's been around for a while. But this tribute band out of Canada, which billed themselves as Elton Ron, R-O-H-N. And you know what, Raleigh, honestly? Really, really good.
Good.
So there you go.
All right. All right.
And what else we got on the platter? You got a minute yet? Minute more?
Sure. It should be trivia, but that's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I told John, I said, hey, do you think Raleigh may want to hear about tribute? So I don't call to win prizes or anything like that.
Yeah, but you should call Tuesday through Thursday, and we talk about absolutely anything.
Oh, you know, yeah, you want me to let you go and call back then?
Absolutely. Or? Then we can talk about anything you want. But Mondays, we try to reserve for trivia.
Take up your time with the, listen, Raleigh, if I had the answer, but I have no idea.
All right.
But it sounds like a really, sounds like a really good question. Though,
so. I guess so. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, I had this question sitting here for literally months, if not years, and I never asked it because I thought, oh, everybody will know right away. And like I've said before, I guess I'll never make it as a psychic because the things I think you will know, it sometimes, you know, that's it. I have to reveal them after the second week. And the things that I think, oh, maybe I've got a stumper here. Oh, you know, within two or three calls, gone. So, yeah, I guess my crystal ball and Miss Cleo's hat are dusty. Yeah, because I'm clueless. Elaine in Oak Forest, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley.
So we're going to do Donna Reed trivia, are we?
Yes.
All right.
But first of all, was one of your bumpers Chubby Checker?
No, I played no Chubby Checker.
Okay, the bowling one was.
oh, that's funny. No, I guess he'd be impressed by hearing that, but no, that's not it. All right,
okay.
So here is your Donna Reed question. I was looking at several things from which to choose and decided on this, and that's in some of the earlier episodes, there were scenes that were set in grocery stores. Why?
I know one time there was a radio guy in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Doing a radio show.
Right. There were several things like that where they would be set in the supermarkets. But why?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's a cheap shot in many ways. It was so they could feature the products from the sponsors. Proctor's scene included Campbell's Soup, V8 Juice, Franco-American Canned Goods, and various Johnson & Johnson products, including baby powder.
Oh, I never paid attention to that.
I guess they didn't get their money's worth. So...
Oh.
Right.
Oh, can I say one thing, Riley?
Sure.
You have such patience.
I try. Not always. You know, sometimes I'm like, Lord, help me. Yeah. All right.
Well, I love your show. You're wonderful.
Great to have you. Call again soon. Thanks.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Good deal. And yeah, there's something else about the Donna Reed show, and maybe I will be asking Elaine that next time, because there was something that set it apart from every other, and there were so many back in the latter 50s and early 60s of the sitcoms based around family life. But what made Donna Reed different? All right, you can be thinking about that. And maybe we'll ask Elaine that. She's got plenty of time to think about it. But now, Mark in Aurora. Mark, you were not listening to the beginning of this show, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Well, the reason I
1971?
Yes, that's exactly right. This week in 1971, they absolutely did. That was Barry in New Hampshire, and he won. So you have to pick another year.
Oh. Let's do 1970.
Okay, and we had 1970 as well, but I think that was March of 1970 for whatever reason. So let's see what we can do about it.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm usually listening, believe it or not, to other radio programs.
No, cheating on me again. All right. All right.
Oh.
All right. Good for you. Variety is the spice of life. All right. So number one. Close to you.
Yeah. Oh, the Carpenters.
Number two, Make It With You.
Bread.
Number three, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered.
Stevie Wonder.
Number four, Spill the Wine.
Eric Burden and the Animals.
No.
Eric Burden and War.
Yes, absolutely right. Eric Burden and War. Number five, In the Summertime.
Mungo Jerry.
Number six, War.
Edwin Starr.
Number seven, Band of Gold.
Rita Payne.
Number eight, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Three Dog Nights.
Number nine, Tighter.
Alive and Kicking.
Yes, and number 10, Ball of Confusion.
That was written by Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yes, and Bob King.
Tommy James.
Yes. Number 10, Ball of Confusion. That's what the world is today. Hey.
The Temps.
Absolutely right. Well, that's good. You got all 10 right, and you've ended the half hour. So, as usual, you're a winner. Don't go away. All right. So absolutely right there. We'll come back and we're going to get a trivia guest from Jeff and Beloit. And there's lines available for you as Monday Night Trivia continues on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. It is Monday Night Trivia. If you know my questions, that's great. If you want your own category, that's even better. And sky's the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. It's just up to me to find a question for you once you decide what it is that the topic in which you extremely excel. Like Johnny Dean as hominins, of course, or Naoto and his Myers-Briggs, or, well, you name it. All right, now, otherwise, I got my question out there, and I reveal it at the end of the hour. Next hour, if you don't get it first. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times, but 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. For what? All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Bumper Stumpers, well, we just played another one, and that one was actually 1967 on Atco. Who were they? All right, so 888-876-5593. Jeff is in Beloit. How's it going, Jeff?
Pretty good, Raleigh. Great show as always.
Thanks.
My guess on your happy hour question is a simple double bubble.
Oh, I like it. Not right, but that's very nice.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Tommy in Chicago knows his bumpers. What'd you hear? You know.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm grooving with you.
Yeah.
I heard some Arthur Conley.
You did. You absolutely did. That's right. 1967 on Atco.
Yeah. Sam Cooke's cousin, right?
Yes.
You mentioned.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on.
Great show again.
Oh, good to hear from you. All thanks. Right. Don't go away. All right. So absolutely, it was Arthur Conley. That's the fastest we've gotten a bumper guest tonight, and that's excellent. Tommy in Chicago knows his stuff. All right, so Donna in Schaumburg, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. How are you doing, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
I can't complain.
All right.
I want to try the question of the week.
Okay. Happy and hours.
He had an hour show called, it was either The Mad Men or Ed Men.
Hmm.
Is that the happy hour?
Nope. Has nothing to do with that.
How about getting high on drugs?
Nope. Not that. No, it's an actual name for something.
Oh, okay. All right. You have a great night. I hope you feel better.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. And thanks for calling.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so good to hear from Donna. All right, 888-876-5593. Barb is in Yorkville. All right, Barb, welcome back to WGN.
Appreciate it.
Wait, now what am I doing here? All right, I see. Barb is listening to the radio. No, Barb needs to stop listening to the radio. We need to put Barb on hold again. And here's the deal, Barb. You can't be listening to the radio when you're on hold to talk to me, because when I get to you, of course, you know, that's different time than what you're hearing. I'm too tired to explain it. But let's try her again and see. Maybe she stopped listening to the radio. Barb?
Barb,
we're going to have to hang up on Barb. Barb, call us back, and when John puts you on hold, you turn off your radio and you wait. All right, so sorry about that, Barb. There's a better way to explain it, I know. But bottom line is the radio signal is delayed anywhere from 7 to 14 seconds, depending upon a lot of factors. And so if you have your radio on and you're waiting to talk to me, you won't hear me when you should. All right, so that's as good as it's going to get. 888-876-5593. Naoto in Japan, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and I hope you get better, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, now this is interesting because we talk all about the different type of people in the Myers-Briggs types, but which type is ranked the least happy? Happiness is the lowest life satisfaction score based upon this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Based on this, you mean like specific type?
Yes, one of the types has the lowest happiness score, the least happy type.
I think it would be INFP.
We have a winner. You're absolutely 100% right. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I think I remember you asking me about like marriage satisfaction.
Yeah, right. They do very poorly in that as well. Yes, yeah, so overall they're the least happy overall. So now we're going to have to go over what the INFPs are. So hopefully you're not one of them. Hopefully I'm not one of them. Whoa. So interesting that they actually had one which determined how unhappy you will be in life, your overall life satisfaction. Man, that's kind of scary. All right. Well, you're a winner.
Yeah. No, thank you.
All right. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, think about that. Yeah. Everybody falls into one of 16 categories. And if you're an INFP, you're miserable, basically. Wow. So now we need to look at all the qualifications of this and see what the deal is. I'm shocked actually that they would have one for that, but why not? Now let's see what the INFP. So INFP is known as the mediator, poetic, kind, and altruistic, but apparently damn well miserable. Well, who knew? All right. They may seem quiet or unassuming, but they have vibrant, passionate inner lives. Yeah, great. Creative and imaginative, they happily lose themselves in daydreams. Well, where does it come up with they're miserable? The gift of empathy and speaking the truth in search of a calling. Miserable. Who knew? All right, well, so who were famous INFPs? J.R.R. Tolkien, William Shakespeare, Bork, Alicia Keys. Well, they're all alive. They haven't opted, well, not anymore for Shakespeare and Tolkien, of course, but I mean, none of them met an untimely death at their own hand, let's say that. So obviously it's not as serious as you might think. I'm surprised, all right, that they would actually classify anyone that way. But Naoto is absolutely right. All right, so now Barb in Yorkville, we're going to try this again. All right, Barb, are you there?
All right, yes, I am.
Okay, yes, from now on, you leave the radio off.
Okay.
So what are we doing here?
I'm going to try to guess the trivia question.
All right. Happy Hours, a popular name for restaurant discounts in certain times, but 20 years ago, Happy Hours was the most popular name for this. For what?
Senior Smorgasbord or Senior Suggestions.
I love it. It's not right.
Oh, well.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you, honey.
So
have
appreciate
a nice
it.
Night.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
Yeah, be thinking about it in something that has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, with the things like the discounts at bars or restaurants or anything like that, because it's not. It's nothing like that, but it is the most popular name for this. For what? 888-876-5593. 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. Now, let me see something here. I think that, yeah, I think I do. All right, we, just checking here. We're going to get hominin trivia for Johnny D. And plenty of room for you, too. Mercury, by the way, is in retrograde. I'll let you decide what that means. But if things are going kind of fluey, there's a lot of confusement, so to speak, in your life. Yeah, could be that. All right, so if you know my question, great. If you know my bumper stumpers and another one coming up in minutes, wonderful. Or have your own category like Johnny D will with his hominins. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, 1961's Who Is She? And yes, you absolutely know. Not for this song, you don't, but you know. So 888-876-5593. Johnny D. in Ohio is calling back for his hominin question. How's it going, Johnny D.?
Well, with this loose stoop, it's not going so good because it kind of hurts.
Well, it hurts? On top of that, it's loose and it hurts.
Aspen Dental. You like Aspen Dental?
I wouldn't know. Not here. But whatever it is, okay. I hope they don't hurt you, and I hope they will find a way to stabilize your tooth.
They could do that?
Well, yeah, they can. But, I mean, depending on what you want to do.
It's real loose. It's wiggling. It's wiggling.
Yeah, I
hear?
Which tooth is it?
It's, I think, what would you call it, the first molar? You know, the little molar.
Okay, so the tooth right behind the canine.
Right behind the bottom canine.
Okay, all right. Well, depending, you'll give us the full rundown, but hopefully...
On the left side.
Okay. Hopefully this will be something they can stabilize. So...
I hope so. Man, I thought they'd have to pull it. But
well see. It depends. It also depends on what you're willing to do. For instance, if you're willing to wear braces for a while and all that kind of stuff, there's different ways to stabilize it, but you might not want to do it. That's up to you.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
What they say there.
Hopefully they'll give you choices.
If I could even get in because, you know, I'm going to walk in and say I got an emergency.
Right, a dental emergency. That's right. Well, good luck on that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got a song request for Lisa and that, for me and Lisa.
Mm.
And it goes like this. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit?
Mm. Go for it.
All right. It's this. It's I'm asked the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask, who's that fool in the corner
crying, I says, the little old wine drink of me.
You want to request that, do you? All right. We'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I thought Lisa likes Dean Martin. Yeah.
Well, she liked that song anyway.
I'm listening to that.
All right. Little old wine drinker me. You got it. All right. Now, we'll get to your hominin question. What is,
go ahead.
What is the largest hominin?
Oh, wait. What? Your happy hour, does it have anything to do with traffic?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
What?
Never mind.
What is the largest hominin to ever exist? It was doomed, by the way. It was doomed by a changing environment and an inflexible diet. But it stood nearly as tall as a basketball hoop and weighed as much as a grizzly bear.
Oh, my God. There's two that are coming to mind. Two.
Okay. Let's hear them.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me think in my mind.
Where else would you be thinking? I don't want to ask that question. Never mind. I withdraw, Your Honor. Oh, God.
Hey, you think you feel bad now?
Exactly.
That?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Wait a minute. Gary. Paranthropus.
It sounds like it would be large.
Oh, wait a minute.
thought has just occurred to Johnny.
Gigantopithecus.
Yes.
Gigantopithecus.
Yes, there's something after that, but that's all right. I'll give it to Gigantopithecus what, but that's okay, even if that's all you can do.
Wait a minute. Let me think on that. Gigantopithecus ramidit? No.
No.
But Gigantopithecus.
Just.
Oh, God.
Two simple syllables.
Gigantopithecus.
Okay, it's the Gigantopithecus blackie.
Blackie?
Yeah, B-L-A-C-K-I, blackie, a giant ape from the Pleistocene of Asia.
No, I've never heard of blackie. I heard Gigantopithecus.
Well, you'll have to read about it. Yeah, well, that's the deal. It's the Gigantopithecus blackie, the greatest ape to ever live.
Yeah, big giant thing. Greatest big ape. It was the biggest ape that ever lived. Yeah,
that's the Gigantopithecus blackie.
Oh, my God, gigantic. That's why they call it Gigantopithecus.
That's right. You have to read about it. All right, good deal. Hang on, don't go away.
What? It lived alongside some of the other hominins, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, whatever.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I think they hunted it. They killed it. They.
Well, actually, it was its diet was the problem was. It was too inflexible. So,
It only ate like bamboo or something like
that. Yeah. So, what's the smallest hominin? It's extra credit, of course.
Well, the smallest hominin would have been your. Wait a minute. Give me a second. Smallest hominin? Well, I think it might have been. What the heck is it? Australopithecus.
No, give up. It was the Homo floresiensis, and I can't even pronounce it.
Sciensis. Homo floresiensis.
Yes, right.
It was on the island of Florence.
Yeah, right.
It was only 3 feet tall.
Right, it was what the Hobbit was patterned after, right?
The Hobbit.
All right, well, hang on. You.
How could I?
I don't know how, but you got your your Gigantus thing, so hang on. Don't go away, and don't forget to tell me what
the...
Yeah, blackie.
Okay.
All right. So there we have it. Johnny D. is absolutely right about that. Now, we will continue with charts. Mark wants to finish the top 10, does he, into the top whatever. Maybe we'll do it in reverse and talk about the bottom, the number 100 of all sorts of weeks. We'll see. Don't go away, Mark. All right, Stacy from Algonquin wants that girl trivia. Always ready to please. All right, and more coming up on WGN Radio.
I lost you. What a price to pay.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that should be easy. Who is that? Yes, obviously not Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the originators of that, but many, many, many people have covered, including these guys. Who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. All right, so now, Stacy is in Algonquin. Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How you doing?
Okay.
And we're going to do That Girl Trivia.
Right.
All right. What is the name of the restaurant at which Don finally proposes marriage to Anne?
Oh, shoot.
How about if I give you four from which to choose?
Okay.
All right. I figured you might like that. Hot Dog Haven, Citrus City, Nino's, and La Parisienne.
Citrus City.
Absolutely right. Citrus City it is. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. You're a winner. So, yes, Citrus City. All right. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And let's see. Mark. So, Mark, you wanted to continue since you got all 10 right,
but first of all, I think it's always risky for people who don't know famous people to try to assess their Myers-Briggs type. Tolkien invented the Elfin language, so he was probably more of a J than a P. And a lot of the biographical material about him suggests that he was more of an extrovert, so I doubt that INFP designation.
Very good.
Now, who came up with that?
Well, that's Myers-Briggs. Now, you got to understand what this is and how it's used. And firstly, understand that neither Myers nor Briggs,
But who decided? Who decided that Tolkien was?
Oh, the various people who were involved with promoting this. Let's just say, you know, who the hell cares?
They probably never met him.
Well, I'm speechless. I'm speechless to think that this would matter on any level whatsoever. So whatever you want to say is fine with me because I have no idea and I could care less. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. I mean, what's interesting to me is that Myers-Briggs is used, and this is an absolutely true story. It's used in employment in particular very regularly.
Yeah.
And, of course, there are many people have a fit over this because, you know, neither Myers nor Briggs was a psychologist and all this. And, you know, I'm past the age of working, basically. But if I was young enough to go apply for a job and they asked me to take a personality test, I would say, see you later. I've just failed. You asked the question. I've answered it. I'm out of here. But people do it. You know, it's like
another one that's being used increasingly is the Enneagram.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Seen that too. And it's like, no, I remember, it's funny how things come back full circle, because when I was first applying for jobs, it would ask you on the application things like church, you know, it literally would, and a bunch of other questions that would be considered today just forbidden to ask. And for church, I always wrote red brick. And, you know, as far as that goes, I was not going to answer any of their personal questions.
Do you remember the dialogue between Lou Grant and
Never saw the show.
Well, they have a dialogue in which she's applying for a job.
Okay.
And he says he asks her questions which she points out to him are forbidden, and he said, "Well, you're going to call the cops?"
Right.
And for her church affiliation, she says, "That's getting kind of personal." And then he asks her another question, and she says, "Presbyterian." And Lou Grant then says, "You know what? You've got a lot of spunk." And she's about to say thank you, and then he says, "I hate spunk."
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And that was
that was regarded as funny dialogue. But yeah, let's start at number 11. And
okay, see, I was thinking it'd be more fun the other way, that I'd ask you every song that was number 100 and see how you did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see how far you go. Number 11 was Ooh Child.
Oh, the five stair steps.
Number 12 was I Just Can't Help Believing.
BJ Thomas.
13 was Lay a Little Lovin' on Me.
Robin McNamara.
14 was If You Let Me Make Love to You, Then Why Can't I Touch You?
Oh, Ronnie Dyson.
Yes, number 15, Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine.
James Brown?
Yes, no, yeah, right. Who else would have that in a title? I mean, really. Number 16, Patches. And not the Dickie Lee record.
Oh, Clarence Carter.
Yes, no, and General Johnson wrote it.
I still like that song.
Yeah, General Johnson wrote it. Number 17, The Love.
Is that right?
Yes, it is right. And he refused to sing it in public. And
you mean General Johnson of
Chairman of the Board and the Showman. Yes, he wrote that.
Yeah, give me just a little more.
Yes,
time.
That's our General Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Is that something?
Yeah,
wow.
He, like I say, he wrote it. He refused to sing it in public, and the reason was, he said, when I'm singing in public, I'm going to a crowd that's there to have a good time. Patches is not a good time song. He was right.
I once saw, when I used to have eyesight, I once saw a video of him in which a young lady threw a bra at him up on stage, and he put it over his head.
Clarence Carter or General Johnson?
No, General Johnson.
Oh, I could see it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, 25 or 6 to 4?
Chicago.
Overture from Tommy.
The Assembled Multitude.
Tell It All, Brother.
Kenny Rogers on the First Edition.
Ohio.
Oh, Neil Young.
It's more than that. Come on, you got to give me all of them.
Oh, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Afraid so. 22.
Yeah, he's the soloist.
Yeah, well, regardless, it's a Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young record.
Yeah.
Number 22, Are You Ready?
Rare Earth.
Pacific Gas and Electric. Well, you did good.
Oh, yeah, of course. Pacific Gas and Electric.
Well, you did very good. You got
knew that one.
Got up to number 21. That was excellent.
Yeah,
all right.
I knew Pacific Gas and Electric. In fact, oh boy, that the album cover for that, the album that had that song on it, was provocative. Let's say that.
Okay.
It was. There was the cover consisted of a woman in a bikini surrounded by a banana, a wiener, and a pickle.
Uh huh.
Yes. And you can draw conclusions, whatever you may, about that.
I'm sure that's exactly what they wanted people to do, but most people buying their records weren't totally all there, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, Are You Ready is a song of double entendre, because it could mean, you know, are you ready for the second coming of Jesus, or are you ready to go home with me tonight, baby?
You know, any group that wants to name themselves after the power company has a problem to begin with.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
So I'm pulling the cover of Are You.
I knew who did that song. I could have gotten a lot farther.
Yeah, I'm looking at the album cover now you're talking about. Yes, a banana, a hot dog, and a pickle. And a pinup girl there, too. Yeah, and it's got liner notes.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know. I'm sure I have this album, which is really the painful part. But yeah. It's in Columbia. I had anything they released. But, I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, Are You Ready turned out to be a hit, whether we wanted it to be or not. They did a version of Stagger Lee, actually, which was interesting on that album. They also did a version of Elvira on that album.
Just curious, what was number 23?
Let's see. I got to open the book again. Let's see. Something you would have known for sure, like a Creedence Clearwater, some one of those. Let's see. Let me look here. All right. Yeah, you would have known Looking Out My Back Door was 23, and then Westbound Number 9.
Oh, yeah, that was Treat.
You would have known Westbound Number 9 and Heidi Ho.
Flaming
and
Ember.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You'd have gotten a lot more of them.
Sweat and Tears.
Yes, yes. You'd have gotten a lot more of them. It would have been painful. So in any event, I'm trying to think when you would have lost. Let me just guess which one that you probably wouldn't know. Do You See My Love? That's when you would have lost it, number 35.
No, I wouldn't have known that one.
Yeah, that's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That's where
what
you would have lost
that?
It. 35.
Yeah, that must have been a regional hit. I don't even remember it.
Yeah, and so you would have gotten them all until then. Very good. I'm not sure what that says for you, but you might have gotten 100,
what
too.
Number, what number is that?
What, 35?
Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
35.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it
must not have been marketed in Buffalo. On the other hand, Buffalo would often get certain songs at least 2 years earlier than the rest of the country, because Buffalo in those days was a breakout market.
Mm. Right.
And Dick Biondi told me that when he was still alive. It's too bad he's gone.
The number 100 song you'd have gotten as well, I'm pretty convinced, which was Express Yourself.
Express Yourself? Was that? Oh, no. Staple Singers is Respect Yourself.
Yeah, Express Yourself.
I'm not sure who did Respect.
Express Yourself? Oh, it was a big hit for Charles Wright and the Watts 100 Third Street Rhythm and Band.
No, I didn't know that one. Okay,
well, as usual, you've had a soul like
right.
You did very well. Very well.
Alrighty.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Have a good morning, everybody.
Yes, you too. All right. So I'm going to have to pull that Pacific Gas and Electric album, because could that be the same Elvira? Well, they also did one, A Man Loves a Woman, on it. And like I say, a version of Stagger Lee. Oh, man. Painful all the way around. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We got a first-time caller. All right. And it's Mark in Algonquin. And right after our next bumper stumper, we're going to see what he thinks about happy hours. And, of course, we got Diane. We're going to do some Jackie Kennedy trivia before 1963. And Sherry in Naperville's got some guesses. And Brian and Joliet thinks he heard another bumper he knows. Well, maybe you'll know this one coming up on WGN Radio.
Any day now, I will hear you. Goodbye, my love. Then you'll be on your way. Then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And you know the song, obviously, and you know the artist, but you don't know the artist with the song. So sort it out and let me know what you think. All right, Mark is a first-time caller, and he's in Algonquin. Now, Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. The most popular name for what? Hello, Mark. Thanks for calling WGN.
Hi, thanks. Sounds like a great name for a boat.
You are a winner.
All right.
It's number one. Do you know what number two was?
I have no idea.
It was Carpe Diem. All right. You are a winner. Hang on. We'll get your address. It won't be worth waiting for. It'll take forever to get, but eventually you get something. So don't go away. All right. So you get a certificate. That's a lot of fun. So glad to meet Mark. And he is a winner. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. All right. So now here's the deal. 20 years ago, in order, the top 10 most popular boat names. Happy Hours. Carpe Diem. Real Time. R-E-E-L. Sea Biscuit. Freedom. Summer Wind, Aquaholic, Serenity, No Worries, and Mental Floss. Now, interestingly, Serenity, that was number 8, was number 1 throughout the 90s. This is all according to the Dallas Morning News from February 10th, 2004. So, Happy Hours, the number 1 boat name. Yeah. All right. According to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after doing this. After doing what? There's your next question. So there. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now we're going to have a World War II trivia question, but Diane in Chicago wants early Jackie Kennedy trivia, something before 1963. All right, so you ready?
Yes, thanks, Raleigh.
All right,
yeah.
So this is well before 1963, that's for sure. What I want to know is, what is the first time that Jackie Kennedy saw the White House? How old was she?
White House or was in it?
No, well, obviously, when I was in it, she was in it, yes. So what was the first time she was in it? Not living in it, but in it. Inside.
In what capacity, though?
Just there. A human being in the White House, just there. Walks in the doors, you know.
Well, I imagine when she was a college student, I imagine she visited it.
She was 11 years old. And the interesting thing is she was totally unimpressed. In fact, she said at the time, at 11 years old, that Mount Vernon and the National Gallery of Art were much, much better. And upon becoming First Lady, she borrowed every book she could find from the Library of Congress to learn more about the history, with an eye toward restoration as a place of grandeur and historic significance. Because at 11 years old, she didn't really see that.
Okay, and because she was used to living also in certain quarters, a lot of people think, because the White House is so old.
Well, no, she was
smaller than you think it would be.
No,
yeah.
No, she was.
Can I ask another question? Can
sure.
I do another trivia then?
What do you want?
Hello? I'll try that one that you do, an advertiser.
An advertising question. All right, sure. Let's see what we got.
Advertiser. Uh huh. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we can do here. You'll never get that. I'm only giving you the ones where at least I would recognize the answer at least. So let's see. Oh, you'd know the phrase, but you'll never know the advertiser. Let me keep looking.
Maybe I would.
Oh, you think? Okay. Well, then I'll try it.
If it's older.
Much older, and you'll recognize the phrase, but if you know the advertiser, you're doing much better than I would. Live Better Electrically.
General Electric.
No, you see, that's what I've. It was the Edison Electric Institute. That's why I didn't want to give it to you because it was hard.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. It's a car. The Great American Road belongs to. Fill in the blank.
American Road. Well, I don't own a car, and I don't know. Lincoln Continental or something.
Try Buick.
Oh. Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
So Great American Road belongs to Buick. Right now, the news belongs to all of us. Then we'll get back to your calls coming right here at the final half hour of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I got a feeling that
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. That's your second to last bumper stumper. Any theme becoming apparent? How about a group? And yes, you know who they are. And not for that record, of course. Yeah, that wouldn't have worked. All right, but they tried. 888-876-5593. So we've got our new question. According to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after doing this. Doing what? I expect that to go tonight, actually. I don't think we're going to hang on with that, but we'll see. Now, Brian and Joliet has a bumper guest. So, Brian, what'd you hear you know?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Raleigh?
Yeah, what'd you hear you know?
Well, I'd like to try a couple bumper stumpers, if I may, real quick. Was the Ooh, Baby, Baby, was that done by Little Anthony and the Imperials?
No, but that's a nice guess. What else?
Okay, how about, let's see, Burt Bacharach, Hal David, that would be, it sounds like Chuck Jackson doing Chuck Jackson in slow motion.
No, it's definitely not.
It's not Chuck Jackson?
No.
Okay, well, can I make a quick request from Chuck Jackson?
Sure.
How about I Don't Want to Cry?
Okay, we'll do it tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me try.
Always. Glad you did. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So, 888-876-5593. I think we've gotten Ruby and the Romantics. I think Gary in Austin got that one. And then Arthur Conley. That was Tommy who recognizes Arthur Conley. And I think that's been it so far. Nobody's gotten anything else. But I'll reveal them all in... well, before the show ends, that's for sure. And the theme as well. And so, they all have something in common, hard as it is to believe. But James is on the south side. How's it going tonight, James?
Oh, I'm hanging in here. Thank you for taking my call. Sorry that you're not a little under the weather.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but the room is just swimming. So thank God I'm asking the questions, because God knows I couldn't answer them tonight. All right, so you want world...
I was going to take a guess at that new question.
Oh, yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
Okay, I am thinking on a Monday after they have come back from either vacation or from the weekend.
Nice guess, but not right.
Okay. After they have after they've had a meeting?
Nope.
Okay. After they have gone on a business trip?
Nope.
Okay. At the end of the day, after they have had to do several projects?
Nope.
Okay, let's go to the question then.
All right, World War II, what were the V-1 and the V-2?
Those were rockets.
Whose?
The German.
Absolutely right. They were German rockets. You are a winner. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Good
deal.
I hope you feel better.
Thanks. I appreciate that. 888-876-5593. We'll put James on hold because he is absolutely right. They were German rockets. All right. So now, Sherry in Naperville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley Holy. I'm going to take you off speakerphone.
Of course you are. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, thank goodness. How are you? Because
not good. But let's just not belabor it and talk about something nice. What's going on with you?
But I hope you feel better tomorrow.
I do too. I hope there is a tomorrow. All right. Yes. Good deal.
Okay. Well. All right. So regarding all your songs, you know, I have no clue because they're kind of before my radio listening time.
Okay.
But a lot of them sound like, for the theme part, that they could have been in a movie soundtrack.
Nope.
Oh, all right. Okay, and I got another dumb question.
Okay.
You asked Johnny D.,
mm-hmm.
Who was the smallest hominid?
Yeah.
And he couldn't pronounce whatever it was.
Yeah, the one that they patterned the Hobbits after, yes.
Well, did he say found in Florence?
No, it's a florensis or something. I could get you the spelling of it, but...
Oh, okay, never mind. That's why I'm so short.
It's not.
But anyway, sorry. And Mark, I didn't know he formally could see.
Yes.
And I always thought people who could see before they became blind had a harder time
they
with
do.
Everything.
They do. Most. Now, that, not everybody, but for the most part, yes.
Yes. And he's such a good egg and everything else.
Well, of course. That doesn't have a bearing on that. You know, it just makes it tougher.
Well, they said they had a harder time, so maybe he's more functional
and
peppy.
All right.
I don't know.
So
anyway, so getting to the newest question about managers who die of a heart attack after a certain time.
Well, I don't know if they'll die. They're mostly more likely to have a heart attack after this.
Well, okay. I'm going to go from family experience, and some of my family worked in jobs that also had union employees. So my first guess is when the unioners go on strike, that the managers had to fulfill the jobs of their underlings.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It has nothing to do with our question, but they definitely had to do that.
Yeah, but they could have not been disagreeable.
True enough, it's just not right.
You know, I always called some of my bosses armchair bosses. But at any rate, not that I was in a union, but... They just didn't know crap. What was the other thing? The FBI showed up at their doorstep?
Nope, that's not it either. They don't have a heart attack when the FBI shows up. Although they might, but no.
Going out for a group lunch of sorts.
Yeah, no.
All right, that's kind of my guesses. And I was surprised at the book question. Just thought nobody would get it because I don't think many people have been voting population-wise.
Don't know. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Love you.
All right. Good. You too. All right. So now, going up to Contra Costa County to talk to Stephen in San Pablo. So Stephen, welcome to Raleigh James Show, WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Glad you called.
Just discovered you somewhat recently, and I could kick myself, but love the radio station and love the show, so here I am.
Great to have you.
All right. I believe the last bumper was St. Louis by the Easy Beats.
You're absolutely right. On Rare Earth in 1969, we have a winner. Very good. So have you always been in the Bay Area?
My whole life, yes.
All right. Well, you would recognize it because they did play it. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you will again. Don't go away. All right, we'll get that address.
Thank
and
you.
Eventually you get something that isn't worth the postage, but it does come with a cute little certificate and then something you don't want, like a DVD or a tabloid or a CD. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so I shouldn't always say that because I remember Scotty always used to love the prizes, and that was one of the many things I loved him for because he was just terrific, and we still miss him. All right, so yes, according to a 1998 study from Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, managerial workers are twice as likely to have a heart attack after doing this. After doing what? Mark in Aurora wants to guess, I think. Or not. I think he might be on hold from something else, but it's Stephen who we're going to get his address, and John's going to take care of that because God knows I can't. So that's our question. And we have one more bumper stumper. It's really easy. It's really easy. Of course, I've said that about a few of them, but there have been, I'm not surprised that Gary got Ruby and the Romantics. I'm impressed that Stephen got the Easy Beats. But other than that, it's been slim pickings. We'll see how you do on the next one coming up, and then maybe you'll like to answer the question I gave out, or maybe you would just like your own category coming up right here on WGN Radio.
First there was Lisa, kissed by the sun. Memories of meadows where we used to run. Then there was Tracy with that cute little smile. But she was only a summer, not a very long while. And then there was Gina with the wind in her hair. Her smile was the morning, no one else could compare. I've known others since Gina, quite a few I recall, but the memories of Gina are the fondest of all. I remember Joanna with her face all aglow, bundled up in December, country walks in the snow. And then there was Gina with her own special smile.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's a gift. You got to know. Absolutely. Might not be willing to publicly admit, you know, but you know. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Scott knows. So Scott in Chicago, what do you think?
I don't know the record or the song, but it sure sounds like Bobby Goldsboro.
That's absolutely right. And then there was Gina is Bobby Goldsboro. You are a winner. I knew you'd know it. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Good
Thank
deal.
You.
So that's absolutely right. And then there was Gina 1975 on UA. So what do they all have in common? All right. So we put Scott on hold for that. And let's see. Oh, Sherry last week had called and wanted to do stock ticker symbol trivia. All right, so you ready for your symbol?
Yeah, you were okay. Going to either tell me a symbol or
I'm telling you a symbol.
Corporate name.
No, I'm telling you the symbol. You ready?
Uh-huh.
D-N-U-T.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts?
Nope. But nice try. It's Krispy Kreme. All right, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, I was in the right realm.
All right, talk to you later. Thanks. Yes, it's Krispy Kreme has D-N-U-T. It would make sense for Dunkin' Donuts, wouldn't it? But they didn't think of it first. All right, so let's see. I don't know what Johnny D is calling about, but I'm about to find out. What do you think, Johnny D?
Yeah, hi, Raleigh. I'm going to guess it's a trivia, but firstly, I want to... For Sherry from Naperville, it wasn't Florence,
no,
you know,
yes.
The smallest hobbit.
Right, of course not.
Florentiensis, which is an island in Southeast Asia.
Exactly.
Java.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Florentiensis, the island of Florence.
Yes.
Now, listen, there was another one that they found recently on one of those islands. And it's just as small as The Hobbit, which they call The Hobbit, which J.R.R. Tolkien wrote a trilogy to that.
Right, of course.
Okay.
And so other than The Hobbit of Floris. What's the other one? What's the new one?
Yeah, another island over there. It's recently, you know, found.
Okay.
What is it? I can't think of it.
Okay.
Well. It is another one.
Is this the thing they found in Indonesia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did hear about that. So I don't
another
know.
Another island.
Yeah. All right. So
another island.
So you want to guess on the trivia question?
On the trivia. Now, what is the question? They had a heart attack when they retired?
Nope, not retire.
Okay.
Nice
That's
guess,
all.
Though. Okay, thanks.
Right.
Appreciate that. And I think that was our first-time caller in Lake Forest, thought it was retirement, and it's not. Got any other guesses for us?
No, but that was, I worked for IBM, and people usually lived about 12 months after they retired.
Well, there's that.
I'm just curious. But
yeah.
No,
I hope you're going to call me again. Thank you.
I will try. I just was kind of asleep, so I'm listening. I thought, well, I think I'll try this out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks
have
for trying.
Good evening.
You
it's
too.
A fun show
appreciate
to
it.
Listen to.
Thanks. Bye. All right. So, yeah, love meeting new people. That's great. So, let's see. That's Johnny D. We covered that. And I'm not sure, but I think Mark wants the last word. He's got a guess or two. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I want to ask, what's the name of the lady who asked about my blindness?
Sherry.
Oh, okay. I was already legally blind before I lost the rest of my eyesight, but I still miss the spring flowers and the summer fireworks and the
course.
Autumn leaves
of
and
course.
The winter Christmas lights.
Of course.
I've been in love with color since day one, but I still see colors when I hear music, and that's now the only source of new colors I have, and so I really relish my music.
But I understand that.
I also have what the Bible calls the peace that passes all understanding, because I think the Lord is ministering to me supernaturally. I am continually surprised at how contented I am after I've gone blind. It's impossible to believe, but
no,
it's happening.
It is a marvel, I will say that, because it is rare, and I hope that continues. And I got to let you go because I got a minute left and I need to identify the bumper. So
trivia.
Talk to me about it later.
Oh.
All right.
Trivia guesses.
All right. Do it next week. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, because I got literally about a minute here. First song we played was Barbara Lewis, Make Me Belong to You, 66 on Atlantic. Music Explosion did What You Want, 1968 on Laurie. Ruby and the Romantics, Every Day is a Holiday, 64 on Cap. It was Jimmy Soul, My Baby Loves to Bowl, 1963 on SPQR. The Chiffons did Sailor Boy, 1964 on Laurie. Arthur Conley, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, 1967 on ATCO. It was Carla Thomas doing Little Boy, and that was 1961, Stax Atlantic, although they didn't release it. The Five Stair Steps did Ooh, Baby, Baby, 1967 on Windy Sea. Percy Sledge did Any Day Now, 1969 on Atlantic. And the Easy Beats, St. Louis, did 1969 on Rare Earth. And Bobby Goldsboro, and then there was Gina, 1975 on UA. What do they have in common? All of them this week were backup acts for major performers. In 1964, August 12th, for the Four Seasons at the Lowe's Theater in Providence, it was Barbara Lewis, Ruby and the Romantics, Bobby Goldsboro, the Chiffons, and Jimmy Soul. On Monday, August 12th, 1967, at the Kiel in St. Louis, it was Otis Redding opening for Otis, Carla Thomas, Arthur Conley, Percy Sledge, and Five Stair Steps. And on Sunday, August 11th, 1967, opening for Gene Pitney at the Victory Stadium in Roanoke, it was the Easy Beats, the Happenings, the Music Explosion, and Fifth Estate. So that's the deal. Until tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. Do it again tomorrow night. I'll look forward to it. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.